listening to the FQXI podcast. Now, from the Opera Neutrino Experiment to... an actual opera about physics. That was a clip from Encompass New Opera Theatre's The Theory of Everything, in which a Brazilian quantum physicist contemplates life, the universe, and ancient Native American conceptions of cosmology. Encompass has a good habit of making physics-themed operas. As well as theory, they are currently developing The Astronaut's Tale, and they previewed excerpts from that new opera on March 18th at the Manhattan School of Music.
We sent string theorist Matt Roberts to review The Astronaut's Tale, and we'll hear his thoughts later in the show. But first, Encompass's artistic director Nancy Rhodes chatted to Zia about both those projects and what inspired her interest in physics.
Specifically, in 1987, I read an article in the New York Times Magazine about superstring theory and about the work of Edward Witten. And I was absolutely captivated by the concepts, by the ideas of a multidimensional universe, the interconnections of all life, etc. And so I began to read everything that I could possibly find on the subject, which at that time, surprisingly enough, there were not a lot of books out. But I did then locate three physicists who I interviewed, one of them being Edward Witten. I also interviewed Brian Greene and later on Michio Kaku.
What sort of advice did they give you? Did they tell you anything specifically about opera, or were they just talking very much in terms of the actual theories?
I would say that Michio Kaku was very... you know, he thought outside the box. He talked about time travel and all sorts of possibilities that could emerge from these theories. Brian Greene was himself at that time working with some aspects of music and physics, and so he had a kind of immediate interest and rapport. But he gave a very clear picture, and especially later on encouraged the idea because I became very interested in the holographic principle. And he told me that the holographic principle was one of the leading areas of research in physics today. And I then later on heard five physicists speak on that topic, including Gerard de Hooft, the Nobel Dutch physicist. And Edward Witten was a man of few words, but I will always remember, as I was preparing to leave his office, he said, "Well, now remember, it's all a theory." And in a way, that was very liberating for me, because not being a scientist myself, that kind of liberated me to take my understandings and put them into a form of music.
Your class syllabus reads like a fairy tale. David Bohm's hologram, implicate, explicate order, indigenous views of cosmology entering the dream time. Fringe ideas, unproven science, full of inconsistencies and fantasy. this got to do with Physics 101, may I ask?
But of course you're bringing in this whole extra discipline, this kind of historical idea of thinking about indigenous cosmology in a way that perhaps many physicists don't think about, actually. Why did you want to bring those elements in?
I attended some seminars that grew out of the work of David Bohm, a Native American professor who taught Native American studies at Harvard. Came upon the writings of David Bohm, the physicist who was teaching actually in Birkbeck College in England for many years and was from this country. And he saw direct connections with David Bohm's writings with the cosmology of Native Americans. It's an extraordinary exchange when you come into direct contact with the ancient understandings of indigenous peoples who grew up with the organic inner connection of the multidimensional inner connected threads of all aspects of existence. So for them, it's a natural, organic whole, and perhaps no other way to understand our existence in the universe.
Now, I have to admit, I don't know very much about how to write an opera. So, could you sort of explain, how do you set about when you have an idea for, you know, a certain dramatic moment or a big idea in physics? How do you translate that to a sound?
Yes, that's a very, very good question. I should say that the composer for this, John David Ernest, has said many times publicly he has never been called upon to set a physics lesson, and it was quite a challenge for him. But in fact, it's one of the highlights of the opera.
We've chatted about the physics of it, but how did the general sort of the general opera going public respond to this piece?
Young people are interested because I found that young people are really exploring these topics because they want to know, what is existence all about? What is the nature of reality? What where are we going in our planet?
What is the nature of reality? This is the key question to ask. In my own quest to understand the universe.
Now let me ask you about another work that you have in development. This is The Astronaut's Tale, and it's another opera that's going to be dealing with science. Now, as I understand it, this is an opera about a young man who wants to be an astronaut, and he encounters a mysterious Einstein-like figure that sort of leads into a meditation on the nature of the cosmos and the confrontation between science and religion. So, what inspired you to come back to some of these themes about the cosmos and about science again?
I was drawn to this piece because it seriously examines the interface, I would say, between science and religion. The young man, the astronaut, in this piece, grew up in the Midwest of the United States and came from a more fundamentalist religion where he took the Bible as being literal. And so the piece examines his growth in change and ability to a look outside of a literal understanding of biblical ideas and find a way to merge them with science. So at one point, there is a lesson between the so-called mysterious Einstein character and the young astronaut, and they are talking, the young astronaut is giving the biblical, let's see if I can find it here, he says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the old man, the Einstein character, says, there was no darkness, no depth, no space, only a finite universe, 1 trillionth the size of a proton. Then bang, an immediate inflation, a universe the size of a small ball. Now there is space in a cosmos expanding from not anything to all. And they go back and forth with the young man giving the biblical version and the scientist giving the science version until eventually the young man becomes so excited about the prospect of studying the galaxy and the stars that he announces that he wishes to be become an astronaut. I read last night your wonderful article, The Priest Physicist Who Would Marry Science to Religion.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank
you. And I was very struck by the quote, the best place to seek scientific support for God is in quantum mechanics, the physical laws describing the subatomic realm. And I would say that that's what The Astronaut's Tale is about. That in fact, the biblical poetry and beauty of the description, the cosmology that's described, is a poetic and quite rich and quite beautiful description, whereas the scientist is illuminating the way that this cosmology came into being very specifically. And so for me, they really interface. I don't see one against the other, but that they merge in quite a magnificent way to describe the beauty, the awe, the wonder of the universe that we are in and that we are made of.
I can sort of imagine this running just as a straight play with words and no music. So what does, you know, bringing the music into it and making this into an opera, what does that add to it? How can you use the music to bring in these themes of confrontation and then hopefully reconciliation, I guess?
Well, that's a very good question. And in fact, the way Jack Larson constructed The Astronaut's Tale, there is a narrator, which is an actor, that's a spoken character. And the lesson between the cosmological lesson is actually intoned. It's almost like a kind of Gregorian chant that is part of the piece. And then the music is for Charles Fussell constructed it for 7 musicians. So he has marimba, vibraphone, violin, cello, piano, and a large percussion complement. There's also French horn and piccolo and flute. And so the palette, the musical palette, evokes the galaxies, the stars, the glittering wonder, and the percussion evokes a certain earthbound, earth deep, connection with Mother Earth, with the inner core of the universe. So it brings another dimension, I guess you would say, to the ideas, the philosophical ideas in the piece.
Thank you to Nancy Rhodes and to Encompass for allowing us to use those clips from The Theory of Everything.
I should also add that I didn't prompt her to bring up one of my articles, but if you're interested in the piece that Nancy mentioned, that was a profile of particle physicist and priest John Polkinghorne in Discover magazine, and we'll put a link to that on the website as well.
Back to the opera. We sent NYU physicist Matt Roberts to watch the Astronaut's Tale performance, and this is what he thought.
I guess that depends very strongly on the taste. It was musically a very modern piece. Scientifically, I would say, yes, it's probably, I would suggest that they should see it, if only to support it, because especially in, things like pop culture and art, there's a lot of, pseudoscience-y mumbo-jumbo when people talk about, what does quantum mechanics really mean? And, what does science say about the soul? And it touched on that in very, I think, in language that was respectful and appropriate both to, people with deeply held religious beliefs and scientists. It was not offensive to me because they got the science right, but it was also not, something that was just objectively mocking anyone who decides that they feel they should go to church. And so if only for that reason alone, I think it's worth supporting, the company for what they're doing. Also, it was just very nice. It was a nice, piece of modern music.
Matt's also written a longer review for us on the website, www.fqxi.org/community. And if you missed the performance of The Astronaut's Tale, don't worry. Encompass plans to stage it in full in the fall. And they also plan to revive The Theory of Everything. We'll keep you updated on that.